The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
This reality check should have been heard around the world last August during the Israeli-Hezbollah war, but I submit it's never too late to right a horrendous wrong. It's written by my favorite commentator, Charles Krauthammer. It's called Life in an Orwellian Universe. Israel's moral scrupulousness is being paid in blood, and yet they're still branded as evil personified. What other country, when attacked in an unprovoked aggression across a recognized international frontier, is then put on a countdown clock by the world, given a limited time window in which to fight back, regardless of whether it has restored its own security? What other country sustains 1,500 indiscriminate rocket attacks into its cities, everyone designed to kill, maim, and terrorize civilians, and is then vilified by the world when it tries to destroy the enemy's infrastructure strongholds with precision-guided munitions that sometimes have the unintended but unavoidable consequence of collateral civilian death and suffering? Hearing the world pass judgment on the Israel-Hezbollah war as it unfolds is to live in an Orwellian moral universe, with a few significant exceptions. The leadership of the United States, Britain, Australia, Canada, and a very few others, the world, governments, the media, UN bureaucrats, has completely lost its moral bearings. The word that obviates all thinking and magically inverts victim into aggressor is disproportionate, as in the universally decried disproportionate Israeli response. I say, who ever heard of anything disproportionate in war? When the United States was attacked at Pearl Harbor, it didn't respond with a parallel proportionate attack on a Japanese naval base. It launched a 4-year campaign that killed millions of Japanese, reduced Tokyo, Hiroshima, and Nagasaki to a cinder, and turned the Japanese home inlands to rubble and ruin. Disproportionate? No. When one is wantonly attacked by an aggressor, one has every right, legal and moral, to carry the fight until the aggressor is disarmed and so disabled that it cannot threaten one's security again. That's what it took with Japan. The perversity of today's international outcry lies in the fact that is indeed a disproportionate in this war, a radical moral asymmetry between Hezbollah and Israel. Hezbollah is deliberately trying to create civilian casualties on both sides, while Israel is deliberately trying to minimize civilian casualties also on both sides. And Israel was not permitted to finish the job, so Hezbollah is alive and well and will continue to create havoc in the Middle East and someday in our own country. What a shame. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay's Whirling.